aromatic instrumentalist, you never know what they're going to do. And aromatic, that's true. On the end here, I have Marion Lasley, Bill Martin, Dave Borland, Lloyd Baldwin, Joe Nelson, and John McClendon, coming all the way from out of state in Alabama, some of them, to play with us. So we want to thank them for playing and ask you to stay around for the Hot Pepper Steppers from Tallahassee. Same wonderful band.
You know, this is, I think I was in the band that played for that first group in 78. I'm glad they're keeping asking us back.
Thank you.
Y'all stink around. Polecats will be back with the hot pepper snapper.
Great.
Stink
Can
around.
Y'all hear me? This one on. Can y'all hear me now? Bill, is this mic on yet? It's on now. Okay. That was the Cross Creek Cloggers, and they were great. They certainly have a lot of energy. And the Polecat Ensemble, and they are now going to be playing with the Hot Pepper Steppers.
I don't see how all those cloggers do that without just rendering down to a little pile of grease on them. I got an email from a friend of mine, a blind fiddler named Rich Hartness up in North Carolina the other day. He said, an infinite number of rednecks riding in an infinite number of pickup trucks, shooting an infinite number of shotgun rounds and an infinite number of road signs will eventually create all the great works of literature in Braille.
We're ready.
We are.
So what are we starting? Okay, if you'd give a warm welcome to the Hot Pepper Steppers, please.
How about listen to it?
Go ahead and kick it off when you're ready.
They need to get set up in here.
Right.
All right, you ready? Thank you. No, we're waiting on Lord to get his band. Hold on, watch. She's up.
Get the merry way.
They didn't tell me the tune list until this
week. We're not around. All right, here we go. They tried to talk me out of doing a song, but I told them I was going to do one anyhow. Actually a poem written by James Whitcomb Riley that was set to music by a friend named Carl Jones in North Carolina. reminds me a lot of my dad. He grew up on a little subsistence farm in southern Alabama during the Depression, so they didn't have a whole lot. And some of his expressions, like, we'll keep the latch string out for you when somebody was coming to visit, have stuck with me, and this tune just really reminded me of my dad. Shakespeare's plays is much too deep for me. I won't play words and I won't play facts of the good old-fashioned ways. When speaks one free as the songs of birds way back in the early days. With feelings as well as ears. Tell about the old log house, about the loft and the punching floor, the old fireplace with the crane swung out and the latch string through the door. Till they're all too fine for use. Say there was a living in the family, two beds in a chest below, trundle beds at each held three, and a clock in the old bureau. And comes and taunts and lies too, marching home with the five fin drums and the old red, white, and blue.
So we call this our old ladies routine, and it's very, we feel that way sometimes. It's very special to us because one of our clogging members moved to North Carolina, and she's come back to dance this with us, and so we haven't danced it together in a year. So if we're a little rusty, besides being old ladies, we haven't practiced in a while.
She's not ready to have a tower seat. Routine we kind of call a green grass. We're going to do a little choreographed part, and we're going to head out in a circle, and we're going to start waving at those people in the audience that we know like to clog. And anybody who'd like to just get up, get in line with us, get up, do your step, whatever, or just clap for us. So we'll wave when we're ready.
Thank you. you very much.
They're wonderful. Thank you very much. That was the Hot Pepper Steppers. Right. And the Polecat Ensemble. And we're going to be setting up for our next group in just a minute. Is going to be Uppsala, and while they're setting up, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on at the Stephen Foster Museum. For those of you who've been coming for many years, you know that we have some traditional artists that come back time and time again, and this year they are in the museum. At least four of them are. One of them, and maybe I'll have only time to tell you about one of them, is Curly Deakle. And some of you will remember that he used to perform on this stage. He's a cow whip maker and was a 1987 recipient of the Florida Folk Heritage Award and a past master in the Folklife Apprenticeship Program. And if you go see Curly, he can tell you about performing with the whip, but he can also tell you about the traditional ways that whips were made and used in Florida. He's got lots of great stories, and unfortunately, he's under doctor's orders not to perform with the cracker whips anymore, but he used to do amazing feats on this stage. Uppsala is a five-string band from Sanford. They are an ensemble that's anchored in the songs of J.U. and Wanda Lee, and they are long-term. They've been playing here at the Folk Festival for many, many years. So while they tell me they sing non-traditional songs, it is certainly a tradition to have them here at the festival. And are you all about ready? No. Okay, then I get to tell you about Sally Jones, who is in the Stephen Foster Museum as well. And she's an African-American quilter who, if you ask her to talk about her quilts, will tell you more about her life, maybe, than her quilts, because she sees the whole tradition of quilt making as being about making do with what you have. She's a wonderful storyteller. She is from Lake City and White Springs, and she's a master of oral and home-based traditions, which include, of course, the African-American quilting tradition. Her family is from the Suwannee River and had farmland near White Springs. And she held fast to all of those traditions of recycling that you think about when you think about quilts. But she'll also talk about recycling seeds in order to grow crops for the farms. So she truly is one of those people who knows how to make do, how to live on the land, how to see great wealth and blessings in what the rest of us might say is very little. Uppsala. Uppsala's going to tell you about Uppsala. As soon as they have their mics on. You all ready?
Is there a vocal here?
One, two. My own here.
Vocal. Is that the
monitor? One, two, three. Hello. No. There we are.
Okay. Give me a second.
Okay, could we have a warm welcome for Upsala? All right.
Thank you very much. Check. We're going to open with a couple of a song and a tune. We're waiting on the... takes a little while to get this sound equipment.
I think the monitors are
moved around. For some reason, the mandolin player wants to be heard. Oh, is he there? All around the mountain and groundhog.
Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. What?
It always happens to Billy.
Poor Billy. Want to do it over, Billy?
Song I wrote last year called The Wiregrass Prairie.
Back up.
The pine logs were dry, burned quickly and bright. The eyes of the owls reflected the light. Called in from the darkness on silent swift wing. They stared at the old man down by the fire ring. The old man sat whittling on a hickory limb. The warm winds of memory drifted by him. The shadows danced lightly in the arch of the tree. The whippoorwill song carried off by the breeze. And the wiregrass prairie stretched mile after mile, so clear he could swear he was there for a while. On worn out black saddle with a emperor for rain, chasing wild cattle on the palmetto plain. Up the fire when the night air turned tan. Saw the back of the Brahma, the hand on the gate. Felt the pain in his hips as he shifted his weight. He let loose the lasso as the young steer ran by. The coals flashed like lightning on a late summer sky. He poured it the mud on the edge of the lake. Out his whetstone, sharpened his blade. And the wiregrass prairie stretched mile after mile, so clear he could swear he was there for a while. On worn out black saddle with the emperor for rain,
chasing wild cattle on the palmetto plain.
The trees in the east show the dark silhouette. The first night of morning already at crest. The wheels on the highway were starting to hum. The nighthawks departed as they had first come. The old man stood slowly and he tried out the cane. With a peace in his heart that's hard to explain. And a look in his eyes that you can't see the time. Our visions and fire just a trick of the mind. And the wiregrass prairie stretched mile after mile, so clear he could swear he was there for a while. On a worn out black saddle with a hamper of for rain,
chasing wild cattle on the palmetto plain.
And the wiregrass prairie stretched mile after mile, so clear he could swear he was there for a while. On worn out black saddle with a hamper of for rain,
chasing wild cattle on the palmetto plain. Chasing wild cattle on the palmetto plain. Chasing wild cattle on the Florida plain.
Thank you, just a whole lot.
back from somewhere.
Try a new tune we all put together here.
The fellas wrote it about a month and a half ago, so.
We get through this.
Everything else should
be all right. It's an experiment. Yeah.
That's how we call Back from Somewhere.
This song's in the key of B.
Thank you, Billy.
Billy's wow. So happy about that.
It's a Carter Family song, right?
Tayu's really happy about that.
Yeah. Hold on. First, I have to get the capo on. This is how you put a capo on.
Back up.
We do hope you're enjoying it. We're nervous as hell. But I think that's how you're supposed to be when you get up here and do this stuff.
We usually don't let Billy talk.
They usually don't let me talk, but I have a microphone.
Andy's telling me, say something. Don't let Andy
do not let Billy talk.
All right, girls. Cottage home.
There's a lonely cottage by the seaside where the water lilies to the shore. It was there I passed my happy childhood with the loved one that's gone before. And give me back my dear old home, that old home by the sea. And I never will wander far away from my home, my dear old cottage home. Many years have passed since there I wandered, but the old cot there has been forgot. And my heart, it fancies off returns to that dear old familiar spot. And give me back my dear old home, that old home by the sea. And I never will wander far away from my home, my dear old cottage home. That tells of its birth forever grows. I will sing of my cottage by the seashore, of my home, my dear old cottage home. And give me back my dear old home, that old home by the sea. And I never will wander far away from my home, my dear old cottage home. And I never will wander far away from my home, my dear old cottage home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up in Flagler County, where Wanda and I live, there's a story told about a little creature. Oh, we have some Flagler County fans here. A little creature lives out in the swamp called a mugwump.
Sound like that.
Something about that's the reason why you're supposed to stay out of the swamp at night. So Wanda and I wrote this little song together called The Mugwumps.
Down in those woods, down in those swampy woods, there is a tale. You can hear the mugwumps when it's late at night, if the moon is right. Down in them swampy woods, the legend of mugwumps is one that's seldom told. Though it's old as knees on cypress trees, and boys, that's pretty old. They howl just like a panther, they smell just like a bear. They're only 3 foot tall and covered head to toe with hair. Down in those woods, down in those swampy woods, there is a tale. You can hear the mugwumps wails late at night, if the moon is right. Down in them swampy woods, now you might see the mugwumps hiding high up in the trees. They look a lot like Spanish mosses blowing in the breeze. Or you might see the mugwumps if you're in the swamp at night, dancing by the circle by the pale flame of the lights. Down in those woods, down in those swampy woods, there is hell. You can hear the mugwumps wails late at night, if the moon is right. Down in the swampy woods, swampy woods, there is a tale. You can hear the mugwumps wails late at night, if the moon is right. Down in this swampy woods, some people say the mugwumps are an ancient pygmy tribe. By magic and good fortune, some have managed to survive. Some say they are spirits sent to guard the primal swamp. And if you mean her any harm, you just might get mugwump down in the woods. Down in those swampy woods, there is tale. You can hear the mugwump's wails late at night if the moon is right. Down in the swampy woods. Now the mugwumps are in danger, and these days might be their last. There's a hurricane called progress, and it's moving in real fast. The swamplands might not weather such fierce mighty storm. Can't you the wailing, don't you know that you've been warned? Down in them woods, down in those swampy woods, there is a tale. You can hear the mugwumps wails late at night if the moon is right. Down in that swampy woods, down in that swampy woods, down beautiful swampy woods.
I do one that Wanda wrote. It's about this part of J.U.'s anatomy right here. It's the side of his head. Hey, Billy, why don't you say something?
This is going to be our last song, they tell us.
What key is it in, Billy?
Take a guess.
D minor.
You get the star for the day.
Like I said, this is one that Wanda wrote. Little banjo ditty.
I haven't passed tuning 101 yet.
And J.U. has to tune the banjo for her, but...
I will. J.U. said neither has he.
That's right. Yeah. What difference does it make, right?
Enough banjo jokes yesterday.
All right, this is called White Patch. White Patch in a minute. White Patch coming up. Hold on. Better hurry up. Okay. Good enough. Count it off, Bill. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. that was it. That was the out of tune version.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Old Sailor. Wonderful. Have their fan club here. We appreciate it. That was great Florida music. Our next group is Danella and Geiger. Marianne and Glenn combined lush vocals, crossover harmonies, and acoustic guitars. And with all of that music, they create stories of a lifetime. The result is a seamless, sensitive blend of traditional and contemporary music. To quote well-known columnist Jan Gildwell, this is the music that can make you think and sometimes make you cry, and then make you feel you're a better person for having done both. Of course, some of their songs are just plain fun. The music of Danella and Geiger is greatly enriched by other areas of their expertise and interest, and I think this is great to know. Marianne, who has been coming here for 26 years, is a talented visual artist who has painted Will McLean, a painting that has been used very much by the Will McLean Foundation. And Glenn has been coming here for 15 years and is professor of educational psychology at the University of South Florida. And they say that if Danella is the heart, then Geiger is the sound and the soul. For his perspective on events which have shaped humanity are essential to the essence of their music. And so if we could have a big round of applause for Danella and Geiger.
Thank you. At the moment, Danella, he's coming back with our cheat card. One, two, three. Glenn and I have the very good fortune at least once a year to go over to Ireland, and we've stolen a lot of songs there and given them a lot of ours too, so it's kind of a nice trade agreement. And this is one that we got a couple years ago. It's called Whatever You Say, Say Nothing.
All right. Comes out of the north of Ireland.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Whatever you say, say nothing.
When you talk about you know what, or if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long.
So for you know whose sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. You all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what. I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that. For the other ones, they're always near, although you may not see. And if anyone asks who told you that, please don't mention me.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what.
Or if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off the you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
Well, you all know who I'm speaking of when I mention you know who. And if you know who should hear me, you know what he'll do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. And if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what. Or if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Well, that's enough about so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. I'd better end this song, I've already said too much. Well, the less you see and the less you hear, the less you'll go astray.
And the less you do, and the less you think, the more you'll hear them say,
whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long.
So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get.
They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long.
So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long.
So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. For you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Thank you. You tipped over into my lips. I think you'll figure out who this next song is about if you listen to the words.
On the floor by the doorway lay most everything he owned. A distorted cardboard suitcase, a few unfinished songs, a broken down guitar still could make an angel sing, and one faded picture of Maureen. The doorway was to one good side of a beat-up microbus, parked beneath a maple tree in the only place he'd trust. The deep woods by a river flowing through his paradise. Odd disappearing perfect place seen through a poet's eye.
On the floor by the doorway lay most everything he owned. A distorted cardboard suitcase, a few unfinished songs, a broken down guitar still could make an angel sing,
and one faded picture of Maureen. Some say, what's the use to have a few old songs? They're only words, just dreams of wild and simple things like folks and fools and birds. Well, what's the use to dream at all or watch a cloudless sky? And what's the use to live in love and what's the use to die?
On the floor by the doorway lay most everything he owned. A distorted cardboard suitcase, a few unfinished songs, a broken down guitar still could make an angel sing,
and one faded picture of Maureen. Well, I guess you're wondering about Maureen. I wonder about her too. I wonder if he loved her well or if he even knew. The muse his mistress was, you see, and wild and simple thing. I wonder if his love was more for these than for Maureen.
On the floor by the doorway lay most everything he owned. A distorted cardboard suitcase, a few unfinished songs, a broken down guitar still could make an angel sing,
and one faded picture of Maureen. I saw one faded picture of Maureen.
Thank you. Thanks.
Next time in Ireland, if you'll drop off the main street, a little southeast of Galway, go out through the hills, you'll find a little village called Athenry. Setting of this song. Lovely country. The very day we landed on the fatal shore, the planters gathered round us, 20 score or more, ranked us up like horses, sold us out of hand. Then they chained us up to pull the plow upon Van Diemen's land.
By lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. My Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so our child might see the morn. Now the prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free bird fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Beneath the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free bird fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By lonely harbor wall, she saw the last of falling. As the prison ship rode out against the sky, and now she dreams, she hopes, she prays for her love in Botany Bay. And it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Of Athenry, where once we watched the small free bird fly. Our love was on the wing, how we had dreams and songs to sing. But it's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Yes, it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Okay, thank you very much.
One more thing, we'll be back in about a minute.
Happy to see you're enjoying the cool weather, I tell you. It's good to get to sing to the cream of the crop. You know what I mean? You don't have to wonder whether anybody's enjoying it or not, you know. Not a hell of a lot more reason to be sitting there in that sun.
Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangers and gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay. For to take old Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
I'm on my way down to the quay where the good ship lies at bay. To command the gang of navvies I was told to engage. Stopping for a drink a while, said Charlotte, tis okay. For to take a trip on an immigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay.
Farewell to your bricks and mortars. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangers and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay. For to take old Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. When the foreman called this morning, he said, well, Pat, hello. If you didn't get them navvies out, I'm afraid you'll have to go. I asked him for me wages. He told me, go away. So I told him straight I would immigrate to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangers and gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For a good ship ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay. For to take old Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. And when we reach Australia, I'll go and look for gold. There's plenty there for digging up, or so I have been told. And if I take a notion, I'll go back to the say. For to take old Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
Farewell to your bricks and mortar.
Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangers and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay. For to take old Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. For to take old Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
Thank you. All.
Glenn Geiger and Marianne Donella, let's hear it again. Mainstays and we might say old guard here at the Florida Folk Festival. We're Happy and Patty. We're the Crabgrass Cowboys, and we're your MCs for the next set of guests here on the Florida Folk stage, the amphitheater.
Patty. Part of our show is interrupting each other. Our next guest here today at the White Springs Folk Festival is Brendan Nolan. He was born in Dublin. He's been in St. Pete for about 5 years. He likes to sing Irish songs, of course. He's also a songwriter himself, and he writes about the immigration experience. He's going to be set up here in a minute. And while he's setting up, we're going to tell you about the Great Handmade Quilt Raffle. There's a raffle. They're raffling a quilt tonight between 6 and 8 p.m. And if you don't have a ticket, we have our ticket. Go to the Florida Folklore Society booth and buy a ticket. I'm sure it's a beautiful quilt.
Tell them where that is.
You know that. Where is that?
All right, if you're driving... You go up the road until it makes that little turn where you go out and you come back in. Right at that turn, right next to where the harps are and stuff like that. That's where you'll see a little tent area and all the Florida folk stuff that's for sale here. And you can get your quilt raffle ticket. You can also get the official Florida Folk Festival T-shirt for this year, which is beautiful. We wore ours earlier, and several people came up and complimented us on them. Also, we want to mention right back here, I guess everybody knows
top
that
of the hill.
The Friends of Florida Folk booth back here.
I'm going to interrupt him to say that Brendan, our next guest, has three CDs up there. And the Crabgrass Cowboys also have a live cassette up there that we're urging you to check out. If you didn't see us on Friday,
All right. Are you just... So give a nice warm welcome to Brendan Nolan, originally from Dublin, here to sing to you today.
How are you doing? Well, I'm going to start off with a song about the... as Patty mentioned, the immigration experience. This is a slightly different bent on the immigration experience. This is about immigration from Mexico. And, you know, down the southern border of Texas, where the Rio Grande River is very narrow, a lot of people kind of jump across. Of course, they build a big wall now, which makes it a bit more difficult. But this song is just a song about a guy on the shores of the Rio Grande looking across into the United States and wishing that he was there. And can you blame him, you know? It's called North of the Rio Grande. Someday I will stand to the north of the Rio Grande. All the companies come and build upon our soil, pay us precious little for our toil. For every day the workers stock the shell with things they cannot buy themselves. Tell us there are hard times in the world, as if it's something seldom heard. But here we see it every single day. It won't get better in this way. Oh, the river is away, you can nearly touch the other side. Oh, and someday I will stand to the north of the Rio Grande. My Maria works her fingers to the bone, try and make it look like we've a home. But a floating stench surrounds us every day, and in the dirty pools where children play. This would not be in the promised land of it here, right south of the Rio Grande, where the workers, they come cheap and so is life, and the greedy ones profit from our strife. Oh, the river dates away, you can nearly touch the other side. Oh, and someday I will stand to the north of the Rio Grande. As I look from the banks of the Rio Grande to another life in another land, oh, I daydream as the wind plays through her hair of my Maria standing with me there. For it's only desolation that I see in the shadow of this factory, and it's no wonder a man would risk his life to cross these borders in the night. Oh, the river leads away, you can nearly touch the other side. Oh, and someday I will stand to the north of the Rio Grande. Oh, the river leads away, you can nearly touch the other side. Oh, and someday I will stand to the north of the Rio Grande. Thank you. Mr. Soundman, could I have a little bit more, maybe in the monitor with the vocal, please? Oh, just go here. Yeah, sorry. I was looking at you. How's it going? Okay, since this is Memorial Day weekend here, I'd like to do a song here about kind of along the lines of remembrance.
I always found military graveyards very peaceful places, which is, you know, as opposed to conventional graveyards, which are very spooky places. You walk around them, you never know what the hell is going to be around the next corner, you know. So, and in a military graveyard, everything is very uniform and very peaceful, and which is kind of ironic, considering many of these people would have died in very violent means. So this song was kind of inspired by places like Gettysburg, Arlington Cemetery in D.C. Misty meadows greet the dawn, trees stand guard in the rising sun, in peaceful silence all around. Ghostly shapes rise from the ground, morning waits for me and you. Hazy sunlight warms the dew that once was stained crimson red. Hug the dying and the dead, that once were soldiers here, but that was many years ago. Oh, there was laughter then. Children, they were friends, skipping stones across the streams that flowed as lightly as their dreams. But the innocence within their eyes could not conquer all the lies told by older, wilder one who knew the value of a gun. They made them soldiers here, but that was many years ago. As the night sky moves around, flags unfurled, cannons roar, all is changed forevermore. The cards are dealt in the patriot game, the dreams they dream are not the same. A man is right and also wrong, but when he's dead his dreams are gone. The once were a young man here, but that was many years ago. Misty meadows greet the dawn, trees stand guard in the rising sun, in peaceful silence all around. Ghostly shapes rise from the ground, morning waits for me and you. Hazy sunlight warms the dew, glistens on these fields of green, and holds the hearts of dreams unseen. That was a song called Misty Meadows. Thank you. Well, this around this time of year, there's an awful lot of people graduating and stuff. So this is for any graduates out there. It's a little ditty about the first great educated people, who I guess were the Greeks. This is a tune called The Classical Greeks. Just get me a note. This is a cappella, so... Oh, come sit down a while and I'll sing you some praises. Recall faded glories and honor the dead. And I hope that a smile will crack all of your faces and care nor worry escape from your head. I'll sing you some lads of exceptional quality, all of them geniuses, truly unique. And a gambler who'd bet the last bill in his wallet would wager a sing of the classical Greek.
For philosophy mighty and pure education, there's none can compare with the classical Greek. If thinking were drinking and jollification, sure a notion of booze would have lasted a week. Democritus, Plato, and good old Pythagoras, Socrates, Dino, Protagoras too. Don't forget Aristotle, his blood should be bottled. Fair play to the whole philosophical crew. Now Homer composed a poetical potion of versification, the best in the world. He juxtaposed Greeks and athletical Trojans, and to the equation he added a girl. He called it the Iliad, rhyming in Tiliad, filled up his brain in a 10-gallon hat. When he started the Odyssey, his friend said, "My God, how's he going to remember a mouthful like that?" Now Hippocrates, surely the first of physicians, gave medical science a shot in the arm. A doctor, he said, must obey one condition, whatever you do, don't you do any harm. His mother was pleased by his fine occupation, his fortune applauded by folks far and near, but he secretly grieved that his earthly duration preceded the golf club by 2,000 years. Three cheers for this classical civilization. May songs in its honor forever be sung. May each singer be granted a standing ovation and glorification from each leather lung. An age of pure gold reflected their brilliance, but soon we are told the whole joint went to pot. For though genius infected these Greeks by the millions, not one MBA graced the whole sorry lot. There you go. There's a tune about an Irish saint. The odd song here about the Irish saints. I sing a song about St. Patrick. This is one that is about my namesake, Brendan, who was a navigator and reputedly... Irish people like to think that he found in America long before Christopher Columbus. So. And this is kind of a Dungeons and Dragons version of his life. It's a wee tune called St. Brendan's Fair Isle. This will be on the next CD I'm hoping to have out. And like I say, I've got a few for sale up there at the Faf tent. Please hurry up and buy them so that I can pay for my next two root canals. I'd really appreciate it, folks. Thank you very much. This is called St. Brendan's Fair Isle. When I was a lad on the Emerald Isle, I heard many stories, both wondrous and wild, about the great monsters and dragons that be follow the ships as they sail on the sea. Now I've been an artist with canvas and paint. I sail with St. Brendan and his jolly saints. We told all the people goodbye for a while. We sailed to St. Brendan's Fair Isle, Fair Isle. We sailed to St. Brendan's Fair Isle. Ah, we've been on the sea for 94 days. We came to a spot where the sea was a plain. Those demons from Hades were dancing with glee and burning the sailors alive on the sea. Then St. Brendan walked on the blistering waves. He threw all the demons back into their caves, and all of the saints wore a heavenly smile. We sailed to St. Brendan's Fair Isle, Fair Isle. We sailed to St. Brendan's Fair Isle. That night when the brethren were lying asleep, a great dragon came up from under the deep. He thundered and lightened and made a great din. He awakened St. Brendan and all of his men. Oh, the dragon came on with his mouth open wide. We threw in a cross and the great dragon died. We skinned him and cooked him and feasted a while. We sailed to St. Brendan's Fair Isle, Fair Isle. We sailed to St. Brendan's Fair Isle. Oh, at last we came to a beautiful land. We all went ashore and we walked on the strand. We took our long bows and we killed us some food. Then we roasted it up and had pot barbecue. Oh, after a while we were singing the song. We noticed that the island was moving along. We ate, then we drank, we rode in great style. We sailed to St. Brendan's, Fair Isle, Fair Isle. We sailed to St. Brendan's, Fair Isle. Brendan, boys, this is much to my wish. We sail on the back of the world's biggest fish. Hold tight to the rope now that pulls our old ship, for we need it, me boys, if this fish takes a dip. Oh, we sail every ocean, we sail every sea, we sail every spot that a sailor could be. In 44 days we sail 10 million miles. We sail to St. Brendan's, Fair Isle, Fair Isle. We sail to St. Brendan's, Fair Isle. Oh, we sail to St. Brendan's, Fair Isle, Fair Isle. We sail to St. Brendan's, Fair Isle. Got one more. Okay, sorry, I had a request there for a song. I'm obviously not going to get a chance to do it, so I'll finish off with this song here on the Bower Run. It's actually a song about the Native Americans, the Indians. It's a tune about the Cree Nation up in Canada, and it's a place just west of the city of Calgary in Canada where the Indians used to run the buffalo to the cliff, side of a cliff. Rather than go out chasing them all over the place, they just run them out to the side of a cliff and let them fall there to their deaths. And this would provide them with food and clothing for a long, long time. Very spooky place out on the west side of Calgary, Alberta. This is a song by the great Dougie McLean, great Scottish songwriter, that he wrote about it. It's called Buffalo Jump. I'm going to just move this around here. Whoa. Did you hear that? Yeah? Okay. I am a cry of the great Cree Nation. See me, I'm my father's son. We live by the great brook. See me, I'm the wild one. This morning we are ready to show the buffalo our knives. And by the red of sunset, we'll have relieved them of their lives. A buffalo jump. Feel the thunder, buffalo jump. Across the plains, buffalo jump. Kill the hunger, crashing over those cliffs of pain. Buffalo jump. Feel the thunder, buffalo jump. Across the plains, buffalo jump. Kill the hunger, crashing over those cliffs of pain. The beast has well been gathered. We could have had 1,000 more. We will run them to the edge. They'll tumble out through death's dark door. And then the blood will flow like water on these sun-bleached ancient bones. We'll revive this dusty land on which our seeds of life are thrown. A buffalo jump. Feel the thunder, buffalo jump. Across the plains, buffalo jump. Kill the hunger, crashing over those cliffs of pain. Buffalo jump. Feel the thunder, buffalo jump. Across the plains, buffalo jump. Kill the hunger, crashing over those cliffs of pain. See me, I am the bravest. I am the strongest of us all. Stand by the river's edge and watch the great black waterfall. I am a child of the great Cree Nation. See me, I'm a father's son. We live by the great brook. See me, I'm the wild one. A buffalo jump. Feel the thunder, buffalo jump. Across the plains, buffalo jump. kill the hunger, crashing over those cliffs of pain. Buffalo jump, feel the thunder, buffalo jump across the plains. Buffalo jump, kill the hunger, crashing over those cliffs of pain. Buffalo jump, buffalo jump, buffalo jump. Thank you very much.